Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
Here we are. We're back. Episode 13. I just want to take a quick moment and I want to thank you, the listener, because without y'all, we wouldn't have been able to make it to 1,000 listens. So we're at over 1,000 listens now. We haven't even been live for 2 months. So you are the real MVP. Also, just want to let you all know, if you haven't had the opportunity to stream in to our broadcast and check it out, you can catch our podcast on CastBox, SoundCloud, the podcast app via iTunes. Please continue to submit your reviews so that we can continue to provide you all with the quality content that you would like to hear, and just continue to stay locked in. If you would like to suggest a topic to us, please send that in an email to jonathan@jonathanjonesspeaks.com. And y'all, from the bottom of my heart, I just want to say thank you once again for y'all allowing the podcast to add value to you, for you taking the time to tune in, because you could have been anywhere else. You could have chosen to tune in to anybody else, but you made a conscious decision to tune in here. So we appreciate you. And if you are live tweeting, I would encourage you to use the hashtag #SpeakYourSuccess, or you can use the hashtag #SYSPod so that we can shout you out and thank you for listening throughout the broadcast. Or if you would like to take time and you would like to follow us on Twitter to stay up to beat with the polls, to stay up to beat with what's going to be the topic next week, just to stay up to what's going on, you can follow us at Speak, the letter Y, and Success. And on Instagram, it's Speak Your Success. So now we're going to go ahead and just address the topic at hand today. I was just really struggling on trying to figure out, what do the people want to hear? I've got some feedback on some options from hearing about time management, from hearing about money management, and hearing about other topics. But then I began to realize that yes, we did start out being an entrepreneurship podcast. But understanding that entrepreneurs need so much more than just business skills. They need so much more than just application to go towards their business, because so many other things are important. So I feel that now we're transitioning from just being an entrepreneurship broadcast podcast to now being a lifestyle podcast, because there are so many other factors that we need to include. And understanding that the topic of today's episode is it's okay not to be okay. And I'm not gonna lie to y'all, today, if you're not ready to self-reflect, if you're not ready to take a look inside of yourself, I would encourage you to go ahead and turn the podcast off now, because I'm gonna dig deep and I'm gonna bare my soul. I'm gonna bare a little bit of my soul today. I'm gonna let y'all see a little bit more about me and hear a little bit more about my story, in hopes that it would encourage you to take the time to self-reflect, to take the time and do the work that is required for you to get to the next level, and for you to be able to see where you're at and therefore determine where you're going based on the information that we talk about today. So without further ado, I just want to share with y'all that, man, one point in my life, I was in an interesting place. And I call this an interesting place because I found myself looking at people and getting angry. I found myself seeing things in people, and the things that I would see in them would upset me, because then I would reflect and see that it upset me to see those things in them, because some of those same things I saw in myself. And I'm just going to go ahead and give y'all the real. I'm not going to pull any punches today, because when I first started out with the idea of me wanting to start my own business, the idea of me going and sharing a message with audiences and students, I began to think this is pretty cool, or at least that's how I felt, because I was in a place or in a position to where I could point the finger and I can tell other people things that they needed to hear and tell other people what they needed to change about their lives. But this was actually before I was in a place to where I started to look at my own self by way of deflecting, from me doing the work on myself, but pointing out the flaws in other individuals. Whew, I want y'all really to hear me on this episode today. So y'all, I was in a relationship, and this was the best girlfriend I've had to date, point blank period, no comparison. Like, that's just what it was. And during this time, there was something that was still uneasy in me. Like I said, she was best girlfriend I ever had, but still something was uneasy. Typically, you know, you should be happy in a relationship, but I found myself getting mad about the smallest, dumbest things. It did not even make sense. The smallest things, I would blow up. And then I began to move through this transition. And while I was with her, I began to start piecing together what the idea was for my business. And I still found myself just getting angry, and not just getting angry with her, getting angry with people who were the closest to me, snapping on my dad, my mom, my brother. I was just angry with anybody and everybody around me, depending on the time and depending on the situation. Everybody around me was toxic. Yes. Yes. Ring the alarm. Ring the alarm. Y'all, because it was just so, it was so sad. It was an emergency. That's why we got the ambulance call. It was an emergency because everything around me, all these relationships were toxic. And the funny thing about me even saying that is, with all these relationships being toxic, I had to take two steps back and I had to realize that it wasn't everybody around me that was toxic. But honestly, it was me who was the individual who was toxic in those relationships. And then I feel like in this time was God giving me the opportunity to really take a step back and look, because I feel like God really spoke to me. And he was like, hey, Sabra, you got to get alone and you got some work to do. Plain and simple, because y'all, it was one of the toughest decisions I had to make in my life. It hurt me to make the decision. I was scared to make this decision. Leading up to it, I couldn't find the words to say. Even in the act, I didn't have the words to say in this particular situation. And then just during this time, I had to actually break up with that girlfriend, because I then began to see that in that situation, I did not feel that anybody else needed to go through what I needed to go through in order to do the work on myself. And I mean, that's one thing I'm really grateful for, having the friends that I have and having the community group I have around me, because my best friend will always say, do the work, do the work. You just got to do the work. And at first I didn't really understand what that really meant, because like I said before, I was always deflecting. I was always finding ways to point out the flaws in other people. It was always so easy for me to deflect and say, no, you need to work on this, you need to work on that, as opposed to me working on my own stuff, if you will. So y'all, what did the work look like for me? Then I then began to go to counseling for about 2 years. And I began to get in there and I began to literally pour out my heart, bare my soul, if you will, because I would get in that room and he would begin to ask me questions of things that I'd never even thought about. I began to process through going all the way back to my childhood and seeing how that could have affected me in my life today. Looking at my mother, looking at my father, looking at my brother, and I had all this resentment and I had all these different issues and things that I've never dealt with. I just packed them up, put some dirt on it, and I just said, I'm gonna move on. But I mean, how many of us can really say that we've taken the time to go back and do the work? Because, and I'm where I am now, but the work is still not done. Yeah, I went through that counseling class, and even along with that, I began to go through a 12-step biblical recovery program, and that was like a year long at a local church out here in the Dallas area. And as I began to go through this class, it began to show me potential triggers and potential areas in my life where I felt that I've overcome, but later realized that, nah, that wasn't the case. And after about 2 years of doing the counseling and after going through in the 12-step biblical recovery, this was something that I felt was really needed. And this was something I also would say has given me an increased level of awareness compared to where I was previously. But because if I can be honest with y'all, like when I was going through college, I was very, very promiscuous going through college. And I just felt that, you know, with me doing whatever I did in college, I took on the assumption that after getting a relationship and, you know, having that sexual past, it'll all dissipate. It'll be fine. I mean, I don't think that's going to carry over, right? That doesn't even make sense for it to carry over, because after I handle this, then I'll be perfectly fine. But the fact of the matter is that it didn't dissipate. And the fact of the matter was, I got in a relationship and I wasn't whole. I got in a relationship and I was still very much so broken. And then therefore, I found myself getting angry, like I said before, angry at everybody, angry at everything. And I couldn't identify what it was. But then I later realized that that was anger, because that was areas that I didn't deal with. I wasn't aware of those areas to deal with. But then when I took that time, and then I began to get in that therapy session, I got in that counseling room, I began to talk with people. I began to see what would be the best route for me to go. What does it look like to really put in the work? Like, how do I do that? Then sitting there with that therapist, I remember one day I was sitting there and he asked me a question. And the next thing you know, I began just to cry, because this was something that I was holding in for so long. And like we're talking about, it's okay not to be okay. But once we get to that realization, then we need to do something about it. If we understand and we see that we are not okay, we understand and we see that we have been holding things back, we understand and we see that we've been mad at people for some time, then we need to address that issue. We need to address that hurt, because they always say hurt people hurt people. And if you're hurt and you're hopping in relationships, or you're hurt and you want to move forward in your life and in your business, it's difficult, because then you begin to bring that baggage everywhere with you, everywhere you go. And that's one thing I've also realized about business. If your personal life is in a mess, then your professional life can't flourish. You have to take that time and see where you are in your personal life. And then when you do that in your personal life, then you open the door for your professional life really to grow, really to bloom, and really to make things happen, because you're free. You free yourself of that weight. You free yourself of that shame. You free yourself of that resentment. And then you're able to move forward. Y'all, some people ask me, why would you go to counseling? Is that even necessary? Me personally, honestly, I would say, yes, it should be necessary. Because counseling and mental health is something that I think doesn't get the proper attention it deserves. Because sometimes we think that we're fine. We're like, no, I'm fine. I mean, I don't need to talk to anybody about this. This is my stuff. I don't want to let anybody in my house. I don't want to let anybody in my personal space. So therefore, I'm just going to move on. I'm going to move forward. I'm done. I'm good. I quit. Let's just move on. But the funny thing was, there were some days, well, not the funny thing, but like I said, there were some days where I cried. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Jonathan Jones definitely cried. I let it out and I felt really good about it. There were other days I was like, man, this is not working. This isn't doing anything. I'm ready to quit. I'm ready to get out of here, because I don't even see why I'm wasting my time. There were some days I felt like that. There were some days I felt like I wasn't getting anywhere. Although my therapist was like, John, I'm seeing growth now. I'm seeing you grow. I'm seeing you mature in this process. I began to think, dude, you're just saying something. I don't feel anything. I'm ready to leave. But also, going through this process, then I feel like I was getting strengthened. I was becoming stronger, eventually in the long run. So some people might say, was it worth it going through counseling for 2 years? Was it worth it going through a 12-step biblical recovery program? Yes, it was worth it, because I spent that time, wasn't dating anybody, was committed to God in that 12-month period, to not dating and just focusing on deepening my relationship with Him. That increased my awareness of my own personal triggers, like I said before, as well as that allowed me to see those shortcomings in my life, to see those areas, to see those soft spots, to see those bruises, to be more aware to those areas I might have been blind to in the past. So I'm very grateful that God used those very various individuals. And I'm also very grateful that He opened my eyes and let me see that I needed help, and let me see that I couldn't fix myself. because I think that was something that I really felt that I really could handle. I was like, nah, I'm good. I can fix myself. I can handle this. I can do this on my own. But the fact of the matter was I couldn't, because if I could have, I would have done it, and I didn't do it. So I want y'all to be encouraged and know that it's okay to not be okay, but it's not okay to stay there. So just be encouraged with that. And I want to now share with y'all just a little bit of application as we continue to push on through. What does application look like in this process, John? How do we orchestrate application? How do we orchestrate a system to make this work? I'm glad you asked. First things first, we need accountability or community. And what this looks like, this is getting friends with you on the same page that want the best for you, and that have resources, or that can direct you to resources that'll be willing to support you in this endeavor. For instance, if you know you struggle with drinking, having somebody that you can text and say, hey, I'm struggling, I want to go to the bar, I want to get a drink, and then having them to be in position to either call you and talk you off that bridge, or get someone to be in position to where they can shoot you a text, or they can just meet up with you and y'all can go have coffee instead of you going to the bar. That's what good accountability looks like. Texting somebody saying, hey, I'm about to go over to a significant other's house and I need you to text me by 12 to make sure that I've left the house so that we don't get into anything that we shouldn't be doing. That's what good accountability looks like. That's what community looks like. For the second option, or for the second piece of application, understanding that you can't do it by yourself. And I would suggest getting with a counselor. If you happen to be in college, I know that they have counselors on staff, and I believe they allow you to access counseling or go get their counseling services. I would encourage you to take advantage of that, because too oftentimes we just feel that we have to go through life alone, but that's not the case, because they have counselors on deck and they have counselors ready for you. So utilize those services, because it's included in your tuition anyway. Or if you're not in college, then I'm sure there's some local churches or some other areas around here, around wherever you stay, that will provide discounted rates depending on what your income is. Or you can just get a counselor. If you don't need a discounted rate, you can just Google a counselor, or get with some friends, get with a trusted individual and see whose services they've used before, and seeing if, you know, that you could get somebody that you could talk with, get somebody to help you and to help you get released from whatever that burden is that you might be bearing and that might be carrying with you. Lastly, do you need to isolate? And y'all, I say this because too oftentimes we're facing struggles, we're facing issues in business, in life, in relationships, wherever it may be. And there's everybody who always wants to give you their 2 cents, but you didn't ask for change. Yeah, there's people that want to give you their 2 cents, but you did not ask for change, because people are always putting their opinions on you, telling you what you need to do, telling you what may be good for you. But I want to just share this with you. You might just need to take some time. Just take a little bit of downtime. Take a day, take a week, whatever your vacation time permits, whatever you can allow yourself to have. But just to get away from everybody and from everything, and just to take some time and reflect. Reflect in your life where you could potentially still be having some past hurts. Reflect on your pain points. Reflect on individuals that you may be mad with. People who you might need to apologize and make amends with. Because the last thing that you want to do is hold on to something, because that's literally going to kill you. And you're going to be dealing with some drama and dealing with some stress and carrying all this weight and all this anger and all this resentment. And the other person may not even know that you have something against them, or that you're upset with them. So just be encouraged there by taking those three application pieces: accountability and community. You can't do it yourself. Find somebody near you, a counselor, a spiritual advisor, whomever it might be, to talk with, or taking some time to isolate so that you can get away from all that white noise and have the opportunity to really tune into yourself and see what you really need in this particular time. Challenge of the week. This simply would be having a come into Jesus moment with yourself. And really think about, what are you holding on to? Or have you freed yourself of everything that you might have been battling or facing? But what's hindering your progress in your personal life? Because like we said before, if something's hindering progress in your personal life, then it's going to boil over into your business life. So make sure that you get out of the weeds here, because you do not want to be carrying things that you don't want to be holding on to resentment, anger, and stress that some people have been holding on to for 20, 30, 40 years, because that's going to eat you up and it's going to make you wrinkled in the face. And you do not want either of those things. And now for our winner circle of the week. And we want to welcome Dr. Kristen Galori. Here's just a little bit about Dr. G. She believes in the power of stories and that it's okay not to be okay. She is a business owner, mental health specialist, coach, renowned professor, aunt, founder of many community initiatives, including Cozy Combos and Candid Conversations. And I've been to Candid Conversations, and I would say it's definitely very much so rewarding. Also, Dr. G is a well-sought-after speaker and trainer who uses her signature method that incorporates her own life experiences, contagious enthusiasm, dance, and a touch of humor. She is also the author of Walking Through the Fog, Hold On to Hope When You Can't See the Sun. And I definitely can vouch for Dr. G just by being in one of the Candid Conversations. And I've heard great things about the Cozy Combos that she has for young ladies. And I also believe that they have a cruise coming up. And we'll have all that information down in the show notes so you can get a hold of Dr. G. So you can book Dr. G if you would like her to speak. Or if you would even like the time to take to order Dr. G's latest book that she has released. And once again, the name of that book is Walking Through the Fog, Hold On to Hope When You Can't See the Sun. So we're going to have all the information down in the show notes. And now I would like to share with you all the quote of the week. And the quote of the week this week actually is more so of a question. And it reads, what if you simply devoted this year to loving yourself more? And I think that's very fitting, because in today's society, we often hear people address self-worth. We often hear people saying they feel inadequate. And we often hear individuals just talk about or talk down to other individuals because they don't feel adequate within themselves. So I want to encourage you. I give you permission. If nobody else is giving you permission, or you haven't even given yourself permission, I give you permission to love yourself freely. I give you permission to walk in your calling boldly. And I also give you permission to love yourself. Because if we can't love ourselves, we truly can't appreciate and we truly can't identify what it looks like to love others. So get that self-love. Stand in front of the mirror and just look at yourself and smile, because you're beautiful, because you're handsome, because you're powerful, you're audacious, you're amazing, you're great. You have the ability to do great things. You have the ability to speak things into fruition and then watch them as you manifest with the gift that already lies within you. So I want you to be encouraged this week. I want you to be excited this week. I want you to attack this week. I want you to attack this weekend. And I want you to walk in all of your greatness. I want you to walk in all of your glory, because you are great. And I just want to take the time to give you those flowers this week, because we need the encouragement. We need the support. Like I said before, we can't do it all on our own. So when somebody gives you a compliment, receive it and feel free to pass it on to somebody else, because you never know what somebody is going through. You never know what somebody is currently facing. And that wraps us up for this episode of the Speak Your Success podcast. And I just want to encourage you all, if you would like to submit a topic or you would like to sponsor the podcast, please shoot us an email over at Jonathan@JonathanJonesSpeaks.com. Once again, that's Jonathan, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, at Jonathan, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, Jones, J-O-N-E-S, Speaks, SPEAKS.com. Or if there's an upcoming event and you're looking to book a speaker, As far as me, are you looking to order your autographed copy of Process, please visit JonathanJonesSpeaks.com. And you can visit JonathanJonesSpeaks.com/booking if you're looking to book me for an upcoming engagement. And y'all, I just want to encourage you and I just want to remind you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and create the life and business of your dreams. Bye-bye, friends. I will see you on Monday with Monday Motivation. Take care.
In love sometimes it's wrong, and sometimes it's right. For every win, someone must fail, but there comes